2021, I'm not gonna be around to see something take this long. So we're not gonna sit, none of us up there are gonna sit and wait. I do have a question though, is where is Texas Township? Where is Wayne Highlands? They should be contributing to this problem, because if they don't solve the problem up above us, I don't see how you're gonna get, you don't even know, and this report actually, I mean, I just got this when I got here. This actually, this says, it is not clear when the stormwater pipes and structures were installed. They have a pretty good idea. I mean, Mr. Brown probably does too. I mean, this was in the 50s, 60s. I have an aerial photograph that'll show you there was nothing in this development up there. Somebody let them develop it as late as the last couple of years. And I don't know. The one house was put in there, what, 4 or 5 years ago. It's been through three owners. Across from me on Crestmont, when you come in and turn the corner, where it's just approved, I think it was $28,000 or $30,000. Again, I thought Mr. Moser was gonna be here and explain this, but that's fine. I don't see how you're taking all this water into a 3-foot pipe. I'm not an engineer. I have no letters in front of my name, after my name. But somebody's gotta figure out. I don't believe you can put all this water coming from all these unknowns, because he does cite. After the meeting, this is again the meeting section of your of the report. After the meeting, there was a somewhat clear understanding of the problem areas, but additional investigation is needed to verify all of the runoff sources. You don't even know where the water's all coming from yet. You approved $30,000 for a project on the opposite side of the intersection. It's been fixed three times before. Is laid it, or when was it? The previous owner, not the one now. There was a 20-foot section of 3-foot pipe that stood straight up in the air. So if you fixed it three times with 3-foot pipe, and you're gonna go and put 3-foot pipe in again, you know, common sense says 3-foot pipe doesn't work. Now, I don't know, this report doesn't say. You know, it says, okay, we'll run the water past me, go around me, whatever. Wherever you go with the water, you have to know how much water you have coming at you. Not to say, oh, well, maybe it depends on when it's going to rain. We've had lots of rain many years ago. The Murray Pond that he cites in here has overflowed many times. Again, that's a Texas Township problem. I also was informed that there was a task force. Where's the task force? When does it meet? Who's on it? Who's the solicitor for Texas Township? Who's the solicitor for Wayne Highlands? Can anybody answer that for me?
So, well, first of all, have you, I mean, your complaints are very valid, obviously, but have you reached out to Texas Township attendant?
That's not my responsibility. It's your responsibility. You're the Holmesdale Borough, not me. They're the ones that are causing you this expense.
Attorney,
they've been getting away with it for 25 years.
Attorney,
30
Henry, can you respond
50
on
years.
Did you hear Michael?
Can you respond to any of the questions
that
he asked?
Could you tell us who's the Texas Township solicitor?
I think it's Lee Krause. I think he may also be the solicitor for the school district, but I'm not sure. But we've looked, Mr. Bonson, the borough has been struggling with this for a considerable period of time, including the possibility of a detention basin in Texas Township to the south of Forest Street and west of you.
I understand somebody's doing something.
It's a very difficult prospect because, unfortunately, water runs downhill.
Absolutely.
And that's why we have JHA involved. We have another engineer that's also helping us, Mr. Rozanski. And you're absolutely right. It's in a certain regard, it might sound easy to go from point A to point B at Crestmont and say, well, we have that fixed. But we have to go back to the source.
Absolutely.
The source is up on top of the hill.
The roof of the house. The roof's no good.
That's
why don't
you're absolutely correct.
Inside.
we've been struggling with this for 4 or 5 years, actually, probably since the beginning of time. Water's gonna come from the top of the hill down. When they created Crestmont years ago, there was no stormwater concerns, there was no stormwater restrictions or limitations. They just built
these
things.
No, it flowed through the creek. I played in that creek.
Yeah,
I played in that pipe.
So, we're working on it. I think that this is, and the biggest obstacle I think that the borough has, whether we tackle some of this or all of it or whatever, is finances.
Yeah, where does money come from? Let's tap Texas Township. Let's jump on the Wayne Highlands, because in what I just cited here, and I know I'm going to be over my time probably, but I actually thought Mr. Moser was going to explain this here. But the stormwater management study that I cited both at the November 30th meeting, and I just mentioned it here, okay, was cited in a 2016 Wayne County Planning Commission report. That at that time in 2016, it showed that Solicitor Henry was the representative for Holmesdale Borough, Berlin Township, and someplace else, I believe, at the time. So, I mean, I know it's not up to you. You're not writing a check. I'm not writing a check. But my question still goes back to, where's everybody been? Now the end of my house is in question, and it's not going to take too many more storms. And it's devalued. Mr. Patterson's got the worst of it. He's sitting there. Mr. Lake couldn't sell that upper lot if he wanted to. I couldn't sell my house if I wanted to. I'd have to fill out a disclosure form that would say, my upper yard's no good, my backyard's no good, my lower yard's no good. My driveway has all the water running my driveway. All the water comes down Forest Street, hits a 10-inch pipe that no more can take, or 12-inch, but I mean, it's showing on here, 10-inch terracotta pipe. You're taking everything off of the hill from Texas Township, coming down Forest Street, and what comes down my side of the road has to make it to a 10-inch terracotta pipe, which then goes lateral into the 3-foot pipe that's collapsed, and then everything that's coming from Wayne Highlands, Texas Township, Crestmont, Maplewood, Beechwood. There's properties on the other side. They're not here complaining, but they have little flags in the yard. All that water comes down, and it has to go through the 3-foot pipe that's in the people on the opposite side of me. And then here in, well, it goes all the way down to Durham's Lawn, or Cabinet Place, and the church. The church has been blown out. And I don't, again, some of you probably know where these properties are, maybe you don't. I grew up here, I played in all these creeks, all the way down to where St. John's Church is. Several years back, it blew the garage off the foundation of the Austin's property. At least that's how I know it.
Mr. Vonson, if I may, this is Councilman McAllister. It seems to me, you mentioned in more than once the Wayne County Planning Commission. Has anybody taken all of these issues to the Wayne County Planning Commission and attempted?
They know it. They cite it in the reports. I shouldn't have to go there. Sure. I shouldn't have to get a lawyer to chase them.
I'm just asking.
No. It's a very fair question. Has anybody done it? I'm asking you.
I'll jump in for a second, if I may, quickly.
Go ahead, sir.
The only way that you're going to reach first of all, you are a part of Wayne Highlands School District, like it or not, just as much as you're part of Holmesdale Borough. If you expect us to do it, which we'll happily do, but it's going to get buried from one administrator to another. If you attend a meeting with your friends and as a group present it, they will pay attention.
No, they don't.
Yes, they will.
No, they won't.
Yes,
they couldn't care less.
At a public meeting, they will.
No, at a public meeting or elsewhere. Here's the problem.
Okay.
Again,
We'll do the best we can with what you request.
No, I understand you well.
Go ahead, Judy.
Mr. Vonson was actually invited to come to the meeting, okay? As Councilor Jennings has said, this is an issue that the Stormwater Committee has been discussing for several months actively. Okay?
Actively.
I can't believe
how much time Mr. Jennings has put into this.
Right. So
he's got to be nuts.
So we asked Mr. Rossin to come to the meeting.
I think that's why I got condolences when I joined the council.
So that the rest of...
Well, they pay you too much. I'm sorry.
Could you let Judy speak?
So that the rest of the borough council, you got a report as prepared from JHA, who actually writes a narrative report so that councilors can understand the language and engineering stuff in the report. And I believe Councilor Jennings wants to speak, but we asked Mr. Vonson to come. He has to express his concerns to all of borough council because this is an issue going forward, and it's going to be one of the major stormwater projects for 2022. It is a multi-year, well, hopefully not a multi-year project, but the way things are proposed, it should be concluded by next year.
Yeah, so a couple things. The task force was formed, I think, in the summertime through Representative Fritz's office. And what my goal is to have them meet either by the end of the year or early next year in order to get additional stakeholders. Like PennDOT wasn't there, the school wasn't there, the sewer company wasn't there. Like there's major projects happening up at Crestmont. Like, why would we want to dig up the road multiple times? And why don't we all just work together to get it done? Like, everyone knows this is a problem now, right? And so what my goal for this was to have it come to council, have you be able to provide further context for the issues that you've been experiencing and the issues that we've finally, you know, opened our eyes to.
Oh, Jim, I appreciate it. So, again, I'm not going to bore everybody to death because we're going to rehash this again whenever the new council people. They're going to have to hear this or how they're going to vote. You're not going to do
sitting
this
here,
this
the
week.
New council is sitting here right now, coming on in here.
Yeah, but I mean,
we're hearing you.
They can't vote.
We have a process, and I understand.
Jim
just explained to you, we are working on it.
Absolutely.
This. Right now, it's being worked on. So give us a chance to work on it.
And that's what I'm doing.
So I think. My goal is to let everyone know that this is our main, because of where it starts. Now we know that, like, we've talked for the first year I was here, we talked extensively about 4th Street. And what are we doing about 4th Street? It floods on 4th Street. It's embarrassing and it's dangerous. Great. So then we went up the hill and we found Vine Street. What are you going to do about Vine Street? It's blowing out the church. It's blowing all this stuff.
Yeah,
well, let's connect to 4th Street.
Up at Margie's house at Grove and Terrace. That's part of this 2008 report. They were there 3 Saturdays ago putting in a pipe. It's 20 years later.
Yeah.
And they fixed it 3 times already. 2 times, 3 times, 4.
Across
the street from me, I know this will be the 4th time.
Exactly.
The thing is, I don't think 3-foot pipe's still going to work. And I went down when they put new infrastructure at the intersection and went up all. Gas lines, everything went up Crestmont and lateraled off to the other streets and stuff. When they were doing that, I went down to see what they were doing. And I asked them, I says, they're letting you put new pipes over a 3-foot pipe with all the water that's blowing out in Crestmont at the beginning. It's got all these cracks in it. You can wait to see it just blow out. And you just let them put new gas lines, new water lines, over the top of a 3-foot pipe. Now, I'm only going by common sense. No letters before or after my name. I don't understand what it is. It's up to this guy here. He's responsible. He makes up and says it's 3-foot pipe. This doesn't say what anything's going to be because he still has discovery to do. He hasn't figured out how much flow is coming off the hill. And that's going to depend on the storm. But I'm telling you right now, common sense, there's no 3-foot pipe going to take all this water. No way in the world.
Yeah.
Okay. So I appreciate the time, and I know Mr. Brown, I know yourself, and I know Judy absolutely has a grip on this. That's all I can ask for. But it's the first time in 20 years that anybody's even trying.
Totally.
It's been ignored. But I insist that somebody puts Texas Township and Wayne Highland School District on notice and goes after them. I mean, it's time. Everybody's been, not just 4th Street, Crestmont, whatever. Look at the people on Terrace Street. Your 4th Street situation. I mean, it's been blown out. I looked at that when somebody was going to change hands at that motel there. That still takes water in there. Every time I go up the hill, I look at the roof line on that building. It sits like this. That foundation's been blowing out in our own town. It's still open. So it's not just on my side. You've got it coming from, I don't know where you must need $100 million. Now, they collect the taxes, and I hate paying them, and I wait. And I wait as long as I can. But I'll tell you what. They're collecting enough taxes. Tell them, I hope nobody here is married to or has a school teacher. Cut some salaries, do whatever they have to do. But it's time they contribute. And let, again, if it's Mr. Krause, whoever it is, it's time to put their feet to the fire. It shouldn't be on me. It shouldn't be on you. I'm not writing a check to fix all. And I don't know, I don't think, I hope
I,
he's doing.
I think you've made the
points. I don't think he's had enough money to
I
pay
think either. We've had, you've explained your point very clearly. We appreciate it. Be advised that the school district has lawyers. They have their own engineers. The only way that we can get them, as you put it, would be for our engineer to specifically cite what he can find of what's causing it and report it to them.
Well,
but that's where it comes from. It can't come
but
from a council
also
member.
Cool. I know I'm lengthy. I could be.
We appreciate it, but we've got the idea. We've got to get going.
Rude and crude and all whatever, Jim, and I apologize for that. But I'm telling you, I had enough, and so did the rest of the people.
I really appreciate you coming.
And we'll rehash this again next council or when somebody. You can't vote anyhow. So.
It's not something that we can vote on. We already have voted on taking action. We've already voted on having the engineers work on it. That's what we have to do. We just can't magically make it go
you
poof.
You have to understand. Mike, Mr. Ajello.
Yes.
Okay, you have to understand, I was asked to come here.
Which we appreciate very much.
And I was also not ill-informed. I was under the impression that the engineer was going to explain this to you. Okay, so
but,
I know I'm way past 5 minutes, and I really don't...
But he'll be working on it.
I'm getting no place other than what Mr. Jennings, Ms. Batanis, and Mr. Brown, other than them, and nothing personal toward anybody else... But they're the only ones that have done anything for any of us up the hill there in 30, 40 years.
And it's being worked on for you very quickly.
Thank you very much.
It's being worked on.
I think from a stormwater perspective, and Mr. Henry, we can discuss this, but in terms of the note that says about the easements, I'd imagine that there's some temporary work that we can consider under the new council where we could potentially come up with like a short-term easement for a very specific project so that potential property damages continue to be limited, right? So those are things that we'll talk about from a committee.
Okay. Very important. Like I put in the emails, the times of yes. If I lose the corner of my house, I have to move out of my house within 6 feet and within one storm, okay? Then everybody will be on notice for real. Okay? It takes 10 years. My son, he's young. He'll fight with you. You can have a lawsuit.
We appreciate that very much. Judy, please go ahead. We thank you for the comments.
Come, yes.
I know, but we've covered it. Please let Judy speak.
Well, I just want to say that actually we did already authorize JHA, and their surveyors have already gotten the purchase orders to begin the temporary easement on Mr. Johnson's property. For that short project that we talked about, the temporary one before the permanent one, and to do the Patterson property and the next property. There's like four properties involved, but the surveyors have already received the purchase order to begin that work.
Great.
But we cannot formulate any easements till we receive their exhibits. I just want to make that clear, okay?
That's great. And again, I thank you for coming and for your time throughout the last couple of months.
I apologize if I upset.
We appreciate your concerns.
Nope, you have every right to speak your mind and voice your concerns.
At a meeting.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Good night.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know how to find me.
Okay. For point one from the legal services.
If you look at your pink sheet of paper.
That one's nullified by the first one, right? Okay, so. Okay. But that doesn't need a motion, correct?
That number two, right. That number two, you're skipping it.
Okay, cool.
It'll be for the new council.
Yep. Okay, so Number three. So we're looking to get an extension on.
I sent you an email.
On the Blake's Creek project, the LSA grant. So that's been extended a few times, but we run into some snags from a property owner perspective, and in particular with an easement that we need to complete, really like the crux of the project. So I know Attorney Henry has been working on this extensively as well. So with that, kind of a little bit of background there, I move that Borough Council authorize a request letter to be written to DCED for an extension on the LSA grant for Blake's Creek due to the delay in negotiations over easements and the possibility of a redesign of the project to best utilize all available funds to the borough prior to the expiration of the contract.
Motion has been made. Is there a second to the motion? Second by Robert Jennings. Any question or discussion on this motion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, please say no.
Motion
is passed unanimously.
Thank you very much. The other thing that, just to take a note of, I believe this is all up to date, but at the beginning of the stormwater packet here is just a list of all of the things that we're working on. It's quite extensive, both from a grant perspective and also from a project perspective. So as you know, the Crestmont to 4th Street area has been a priority for us for the last few years, which is why we're looking to do also the digitization project, which we'll learn about a lot more in 2022. So just so that you're informed, all the projects are kind of listed there under that report. So I believe that's everything I have from Stormwater. Oh, is there one more thing?
Jack.
Oh, the thing. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. We received a letter, two letters actually, right?
Mm-hmm.
From Jack Van Gorder. They're in your packet. Sorry, I got all mixed up here.
And I am collecting all these letters to go to the task force when you have your next meeting.
Yeah, so the letter from Jack Van Gorder is in regards to Parkway Drive, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and you spoke with them, correct?
Yes, I spoke to him.
Do you want to give just a brief recap of that? Or?
Okay, his letters, I think, are self-explanatory. Mr. Van Gorder lives on Parkway Drive. Actually, he lives in England, but he has his short-term rental property on Parkway Drive, and it gets flooded all the time. And this is part of what has been explained, and the task force, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Jennings, that this was in Texas Township. There was a failed conservation project years ago that they put in. It's now failing. That has caused increased water that is coming down from Texas Township into the borough, onto 670, and therefore onto Parkway Drive. That's one of the issues that causes the property damage on Parkway Drive. It is also the, I don't want to say lack of, or the PennDOT maintenance of Parkway Drive, 670, that allows some of the water to come down onto several properties on that west side of Parkway Drive. They get flooded. And he's telling you in the letters how much debris is coming down into his yard that he has to actually have to collect. And he's asking assistance from the borough. As you know, when the task force was formed several months ago, we asked the people in Parkway Drive, all the areas that were affected by stormwater, the task force asked municipalities to collect the letters so that they then are proof to them to try to get money for the borough in those areas. So anyone who complains, we ask them to send the letter to the borough. So then Mr. Councilor Jennings can take them to the task force.
Yeah, the task force hasn't met in a little while. We did receive sign off on the funding for the $500,000 as and President Ojala did as well for the grant. We're going to be looking to use that as grant money or match money for extensive project work. So it includes everything from infrastructure replacement to massive infrastructure maintenance, including clearing of stream beds and things like that. So I know that Parkway Drive is an area of focus for Mr. Brown and his team as heavy rains come, same with Crestmont. Same with many others on that side of the hill as well. So I know it's frustrating. Please continue to notify us when you have issues. And, you know, we're looking to create, again, these holistic solutions that address the whole problem from the source and downward, as opposed to Band-Aid projects. Thanks everybody for your patience, and if anybody has any questions, please feel free to let me know. That's everything from Stormwater.
All right, thank you very much, Jim. Thank you. Streets Committee, Mr. McAllister, anything to report this evening?
I think I want to thank the DPW director for his services and his timely attention to making sure that the streets were passable by the school buses and getting things salted. He monitors weather conditions in a very thorough and effective manner, and that's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you very much. The Workplace Safety Committee, I don't believe there's anything to report this evening. As I said, that will change next year when we have new committees that way they're set up. We'll have to assign somebody from the council to be on that, unless Mr. Derek Williams wants to chair that. Just throw your name out there. Next is the Zoning Committee, Mr. Jim Brennan.
On the Zoning Committee, monthly report, there was 2 inspections for rentals. There was 7 inspections for residential. There were 3 inspections for commercial rentals and 1 inspection for commercial resale. There was 5 NEIC building permits issued, and there was 6 zoning permits issued. And that completes the report.
Thank you. Also, there is other items also on the Zoning Committee agenda. Judy, can you?
Yeah, I can summarize them if you want.
No,
these were zoning letters, so they were listed under zoning. Again, Ann Reynolds has filed a complaint about her neighboring property, which is the trailer park. There's a new owner of it for one particular person who has, again, piled up garbage on there, so I asked her to send a letter, so we have the complaint letter. And we have that. We have Robert F. Jennings' recusal letter for the Cindy A. Renner hearing, okay? It was also entered as an exhibit at the hearing. And then Thomas Shepstone is stating to the borough and to the Planning Commission that he'll be at the next Planning Commission meeting with an application for a glamping project in the borough, which is down in Little Avenue.
And I had to look that up last night to see what it was, and basically what it amounts to is the same as an Airbnb with a campground.
Mm-hmm.
Which was interesting. I never heard that term before, quite honestly. So it's sort of interesting. Under correspondence, as of this point, we have nothing specific in that category.
No.
Under unfinished business, anything that we wish to discuss at this time from anybody?
It was actually what you asked to put on from the last meeting, and you can actually push it forward again to the next council if you want to. It was discussion on those 2 pending legislations.
I think we might as well, honestly, I suggest to the council that since we're only a couple weeks away from the next meeting and we all have 2 new members attending, that they should be part of the process as opposed to moving forward tonight. But that's my recommendation, but it's up to the rest of the council.
You can just take no action. It will be put on the agenda for the next meeting.
Is everybody okay with that?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Moving on to new business, personal matters. Again, you received a packet basically from our attorneys for your review, just to be aware. Anything under announcements from anybody this evening? If not...
I have one.
Go ahead.
I've only received 5 reservations for the boot camp, so if anyone else is interested, please let me know, unless you made your own reservations if you're going to the training in January. I received the ones for the incoming elected officials, but any remaining elected officials, you all received the invitation. So if you want to, there are in-person ones in January and beginning of February, and then there are virtual ones later in the month of February. Okay.
And all I can say to any council member, if you have not attended it, it's worth every bit of your life to attend to get a better understanding of what a council can, and more importantly, in my mind, what a council cannot do. Those are things that a lot of new members especially tend to think that we have much more power than we actually do, and that's where you learn what you really can and cannot do. And that's rather important. So thank you, Judy, for that, and at this point, we'll move on to Jared for the bills payable.
Yep. move to authorize payment of invoices in the general fund list in the amount of $80,506.89.
There's been a motion made. Is there a second? Second by Robert Jennings. Any questions?